From Spark and Anvil and Discrete Quest, this is Verity the Truth Tester in Chapter 1 of the Discrete Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Verity was a small owl. Her feathers were warm brown and cream. She always carried a small folding grid in her wing pocket. It was her truth table grid. She liked things to be complete, row by row, no missing pieces. Verity was steady-eyed and careful. She loved seeing a problem solved perfectly. Today, she was checking the weather, not just for fun. She was helping her friend Pip decide on a picnic. Pip was a squirrel. He loved nuts and sunshine. Verity tapped a claw on her grid. "First, we need propositions," she chirped. Pip tilted his head. "Propo what now?" "Propositions," Verity explained. "They're just statements, things that are either true or false. No maybe so, no sort of." She wrote on her grid, "P, it will rain today." Then she wrote, "Q, the sun will shine." Pip giggled. "Those can't both be true." Verity nodded. "Exactly. That's where connectives come in. Like, and." She drew a little upside down V. "For and, both statements have to be true. If P is true, and Q is true, then the whole thing is true." She looked at the sky. "If it rains, and the sun shines, then we can have a picnic." Pip frowned. "But if it rains, the sun won't shine, so that's false." "Right," Verity said. "Now, what about or?" She drew a regular V. "For or, only one statement needs to be true, or both. If it rains or the sun shines, we can have a picnic," Pip thought. "So if it rains, we can picnic. If the sun shines, we can picnic. If both happen, we can picnic. But if neither happens, no picnic." "You got it," Verity chirped. "And then there's not." She drew a little wavy line. "It just flips things. If it is raining is true, then not it is raining is false." Verity unfolded her grid. It had four rows. "This is a truth table," she said. "It shows all the ways things can be true or false." She pointed to the first row. "What if P, rain, is true, and Q, sun, is true?" Pip shook his head. "Can't happen." Verity smiled. "But we still check it, just in case. For the and statement, that row would be false." She filled in the row. "Next row, P is true, Q is false. Rain, no sun. For and, still false. For or, true." She worked through the rows. "P false, Q true. No rain, sun. And is false, or is true." Finally, "P false, Q false. No rain, no sun. And is false, or is false." Pip watched her fill the last column. "So the table shows the answer for every single possibility," he said. Verity beamed. "Exactly. Each row is one case. We check each row consistently." Verity never made truth tables sound hard. "It's not about being super smart," she'd say. "It's about being super careful. Check each row. That's the secret." She showed Pip other connectives. "There's XOR," she said. "That means exclusive or. It's true only when exactly one thing is true, like if you can have ice cream or cake, but not both." Then there was implication. "This one is tricky," Verity warned. "It's like saying, if you clean your room, then you can play games. This statement is only false in one way. That's if you do clean your room, but your parents don't let you play games. That would be unfair." "And equivalence. That means they're the same," Verity explained. "If P is true and Q is true, then they're equivalent. If P is false and Q is false, they're equivalent. They match." Sometimes a whole statement would always be true, no matter what P and Q were. "That's a tautology," Verity chirped. "Like saying, it is raining or it is not raining. That's always true." "And if it was always false?" "A contradiction," she'd say. "Like, it is raining and it is not raining. That can never be true." Verity grew up in a quiet village. Her family were the village day watchers. They were owls, just like her. Their job was to record everything important each day. Did it rain? Was the river high? Could travelers cross the bridge? They wrote it all down every single day. They used their own simple truth tables.
Verity's grandmother would say, "We need to know all the conditions. If it rained and the river was high, the bridge might be unsafe. If it didn't rain and the river was low, the bridge was fine." Young Verity watched them. She learned to fill in the grids, row by row, making sure every possibility was covered. It was how they kept the village safe. When Verity was old enough, she walked to Discreet Quest. It was a big, tall building, full of smart creatures. A wise old badger was the mentor there. The badger looked at Verity. "What is propositional logic?" he rumbled. Verity didn't blink. She pulled out her small grid. "It's about statements that are true or false," she said, "and how they connect with and, or, and not." She tapped her grid. "Truth tables show all the cases, every single one. Each row is one combination of true and false. The pattern of TF across the rows, that's what defines the connection." The badger smiled. "You are appointed," he said. Verity felt a warm flutter in her chest. She had shown him her way, her careful row-by-row way. She still says it to anyone who asks. "It is not hard. It is check each row. The pattern defines the connective." And she always has her grid ready.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Verity the Truth Tester. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.